So what's the purpose of the storm? My prayers go out to every single person that's been affected by this storm. We recently got hit by Irma. We have Jose coming along, and only God knows how many other storms are going to hit. But, you know, after talking to my coaching clients today, and every single week we have a mastermind, and we mastermind with multiple different industries and multiple groups, and we talk about the trends, we talk about business, we talk about our lives, and the one pattern to realize that there is a purpose on everything. See, the purpose of every storm is to clean shit up. So you can't stop the storm from coming. You can't stop situations like that from coming. The storm is going to clean shit up. The storm is going to expose your weakness. Some of the houses got exposed on the foundation. Some of the buildings got exposed on the safety hazards. So the storm is always going to expose your weakness. So I want you to ask yourself the question, where in my life am I being exposed if a storm hits today? Where in my life am I being exposed if a storm hits today? Because all of us will have storms in our lives. All of us, we have shit happen in our lives. But the difference between those that learn from the storm and those that get caught up in the storm is, are you willing to learn from the exposure? Are you willing to learn from the patterns? Are you willing to learn from the way that you react to the storm? Because here's what happens. Here's what I know, that the storm makes some people stronger. There's some guys out there, some women, there's some men that are out there stronger because of the storms. I personally have had many storms in my life, and every time the storm came to my life, I got stronger, I got wiser, and I was more prepared for the next storm. Because just because you already weathered the storm doesn't mean that you're going to have no storms come into your life ever. Just because you beat the storm doesn't mean that you're going to have storms come into your life. There's always going to be a storm. Shit is always going to happen in your life. It's how do you react? Leaders know how to react. Leaders know how to create. Leaders know how to save other people who are drowning. Leaders know how to create certainty in the middle of the storm. I was proud of my guys, that every single one of them that live in Miami, that lived in Florida, they were able to adapt, adjust, and execute and keep their families away from harm's way. And the one thing I realize is that in every storm we get exposed in our weakness, every storm we get exposed on the attachment that we have to things, because that's the reality. We attach to the physical things. We attach to the material things. And here's the one thing that I got clear on this storm is, what if I lose everything today? Because some people right now, like in the islands, that lost everything. They lost everything they had. They don't have insurance. They don't have the system that we have right now here in the States that we could actually claim some of the portion of the losses. They don't. They're not as lucky as we are. But I want you to understand, there's always a purpose for the storm. So if you listen to this message, you're blessed because you were able to survive the storm. Because if you didn't survive the storm, then you're probably not listening to this message. So you are blessed that today you're able to live another day and you survive the storm. Remember, there's always going to be storm in your life. There's always shit that's going to happen. It's how you react, how you adapt, how you adjust and execute that matters. Learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.